Hi, this is Stuart Weems, and thanks for listening to the Investopoly podcast. My goal is to give you simple, easy-to-understand insights, strategies, and tips to help you master the game of building wealth. And in this episode, this short episode, what I'd like to talk about is the difference between compounding and average returns. And sometimes we can be fooled into thinking that they're interchangeable, but in fact, they're very, very different. So, average returns, obviously just look at the returns year on year, add them up and then divide them by the number of years, and it gives us a certain answer. But what it doesn't do is actually correctly reflect what returns we would have enjoyed if we had have invested over that period of time. And the reason for that is it doesn't take into account the volatility in returns. And so when we look at returns, whether we're investing in super or shares or property and so forth, we really need to understand, are we looking at average returns or are we looking at compound returns? So let me explain, giving you a really simple example. Let's say we invest in a super fund and we put $100 in that super fund, but unfortunately, in the first year that we're invested, we lose 50%. Okay, so our $100 is now worth $50. Then in year two, what happens is we gain 50%. So our $50 plus 50% takes it up to $75. And then let's say the next year, we gain 10%. And so our $75 increases to $82.50. Okay, now the average return would be a negative 50, a positive 50, and then 10%. So our average over that 3 years is about 3%, right? So it looks like, okay, if we had invested our money, we'd be up a little bit, but not much, but we certainly wouldn't be in a lost position. However, our compounding return is significantly different because we started with $100 and we've ended with $82.50. So our compounding return is negative. And the reason for that is because we had a loss in that first year. And as Benjamin Graham taught Warren Buffett, don't lose your money. That's the first rule of investing, is don't lose your money. Because once we lose our money, we don't need to make 50% back. We actually need to make 100% back just to get it to our starting point. So I explain this using a very simple example of just sort of 5 years of returns in the show notes, which you can see. But it's a simple but very powerful, important point to take into account when you are looking at returns. Are you looking at average or are you looking at compounding returns? Okay, that's it. Until next time, bye for now, people.